Mini episode 852 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 852. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 3.10. Here are the top five developments coming out of episode 3.9, along with a bonus prediction about the season finale. Number five, on an episode filled with fateful changes for many, Mike's continuing subtle evolution into the cleaner provided a counterpoint. Seeing Mike dealing with Lydia and her corporate atmosphere was an interesting preview of his future, but it stands in great contrast to everything that we've seen on this prequel. What he hoped would be a simple decision to launder money is clearly becoming much more than that to him, as he sees that Gus wants to involve him in the operations much, much more. As we know from Breaking Bad, any feelings of foreboding that he's experiencing right now are very appropriate. Number four, Howard finds himself at odds with both McGill brothers. Really, who saw this coming? He and Jimmy haven't been on good terms since the Davis and Maine debacle, but that issue was dormant until Jimmy approached him for help with the Sandpiper matter. Howard took great pleasure in slapping Jimmy down during that encounter, but the bigger surprise was yet to come, as the result of his recommendation of retirement for Chuck was a legal fight about the future of HHM. Chuck isn't going to go gently into that good night, thus putting Howard in the one spot that he's avoided for most of three seasons, at odds with his senior partner and one-time mentor. It's fascinating seeing different sides of Howard Hamlin as circumstances change. He's always prided himself on being super cool and unaffected by problems, preferring to deal with them via passive aggressiveness, but seeing him move out of his comfort zone into actual aggressiveness is very intriguing. Number three, Nacho faces a sight more intimidating to him than the prospect of being caught sabotaging Hector's health, the disappointment of his father. After Hector survived his first bout when he used the fake pills, and when he seemed determined to stay with the plan of coercing Nacho's dad, the young man could no longer avoid his agonizing fate. Having to confess working for Hector in the hopes of persuading the old man not to let his stubbornness get him killed. He was unsuccessful at that task, leaving him with the possibility of a permanent rupture with his father and Hector making a move on him if he blows off the overture. This leaves open the possibility that Nacho may make another move on Hector and may seek the assistance of Mike and possibly Gus in doing so. Number two, Kim's workaholic nature causes a shocking crash. Being a control freak, Kim has thrown herself into the one thing that she can control in her life, doing a superlative job at work. Her way of dealing with the stress of Jimmy's various issues has been to double down on her main area of success in life, which is professional accomplishment through determined labor. But she's clearly pushed herself too far, which seemed to dawn on her after her crash. The conclusions that she draws from what happened to her will have fascinating implications for her relationship with Jimmy. Number one, Jimmy soils the one great thing he's ever done, providing effective elder care. One of the tragedies of the self-fulfilling prophecy of Chuck making Jimmy into the soulless Saul Goodman is that the big brother never seemed to give his sibling the credit that he deserved for honestly looking out for those vulnerable old people. And now, advancing further towards full-on Saul mode by the week, Jimmy ends up exploiting the good name that he created with the Sandpiper residents to psychologically break down an old lady in an attempt to get his share of the settlement money now. While his plan was entertaining to witness, ethically it was gross and despicable, isolating somebody who trusted him from all of her friends. This marks a clear break for Jimmy, who has previously only aimed his shady schemes at jerks who didn't deserve any better, not innocent people whose only crime was to be in his way. His gloating about the success of the scheme to Kim will only drive the silent wedge between them further if she finds out how he accomplished it, which leads to our big prediction for the season finale. In assembling the pieces coming out of episode 3.9, Jimmy and Kim have been drifting apart due to her quiet disapproval about his declining morals. Howard would like to be rid of Chuck, but he's going to have to pay him off and doesn't have the money to do that, at least not without Mesa Verde. Consider this. Howard lures back Kim with the Mesa Verde account, offering a full partnership, knowing that he could then afford to kiss Chuck goodbye. Jimmy would have the biggest backfire of all time with his malpractice insurance revenge if he lost Kim because of this, and he'd surely be losing her personally as well as professionally in the joint office, because Howard would definitely attach a no-Jimmy policy to her return. If Howard told her that Jimmy was scheming for a way to force the Sandpiper residents to settle for his selfish purposes, that could be the last straw for Kim anyway. So that's our guess right now, that Jimmy and Kim implode with assistance from Howard. We'll see how it all plays out in the third season finale. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.